called him Super Skier. As he sat around the sun deck, for he swore that he would never take a spill. When they finally brought him down, they had to use 3 toboggans to carry all the pieces down the hill.
He was coming down the slope in 90 miles an hour when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his pals, they were fast, but the slope, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Well, he hollered, "What the hell?" as he lined them parallel. He figured there was nothing more to learn. And as he started on his way, he shouted, "Underlay!" assuming that he'd never have to turn.
Well, he was slipping down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when a mogo flipped him in the air.
His jumping form was fine until he ran into that pine, and 2 one-legged skiers left from there.
He was coming down that slope, 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
When he left that tree at last, he was moving twice as fast. Both calves were skimming moguls like a feather. He said, "If I must be a split personality, how can I ever keep my knees together?"
One ski was headed north, and the other headed west, because both of them, you see, were running freer. And folks up on Little Nell looked up scared as hell, said, "It's a bird. No, it's a plane.
It's Super Skier."
"No, it's a bird."
He was coming down the slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Now the moral of my story, though my story's kind of gory, for all you sun deck Charlies, there's still hope. You buy the fastest clothes you can, then talk skiing like a man.
But don't let people catch you on the slope. Well, he was coming down the slope, doing 90 miles an hour.